You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say today? Oh dear, it's Monday. Yes, it is. It is Monday. And it happens to be the 30th of May as well. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're here at 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Just a couple of events, really, to start off today. A little bit of a mixed bag this morning. If we go back to the year 1922, the Lincoln Memorial. This was honouring, of course, Abraham Lincoln, the 16th President of the United States, and the virtues of tolerance, honesty, and constancy in the human spirit. Well, that was dedicated in Washington, D.C. on this day, back in 1922. Going back to 1911, the first Indianapolis 500 automobile race was run in Indianapolis, Indiana, and it was won by a guy called Ray Haroon in about 6 hours and 42 minutes. It takes so long to get to Cologne, doesn't it? Oh, well, there we are. There's a few things happening on this day, which is the 30th of May.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días, la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Cheerful. Part 3.
1, 2, 3.
Summer Buddy Holly, the working folly, the golly Miss Molly, and boats. Hammersmith Polly, the Bolshoi Bally, jump back in the alley, and nanny goats. 18-wheelers, camels, Dominica camels, all other mammals plus equal votes. Seeing Piccadilly, Fanny Smith and Willie, being rather silly, and porridge ocean. I better grin and bear it, I better come and share it. You're welcome, we can spare it. Yellow socks, short to be haughty, nutty to be naughty. Going on 40, no electric shots. The juice of the carrot, the smile of the parrot, a little drop of claret, anything that rocks. Elvis ain't spotty, days when I ain't spotty, sitting on the potty, curing smallpox. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Health service glasses, gigolos and brasses, round or skinny bottoms. Taking mum to Paris, lighting up the chalice, wee Willie Harris. Bantu, Stephen Biko, listening to Rico, Harpo, Groucho, Chico. Cheddar, cheese and pickle, the Vincent Motor stickle, slap and tickle. Woody Allen, Darley, Dimitri and Pasquale, Bala 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 and Valari. Sunday nights to study, phoning up a buddy, being in my nuddy. Saying okie dokie, sing along a smoky, coming out a chokey. John Coltrane soprano, Eddie Celentano, Bona Carino. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3.
I'll tell you what, I couldn't resist that one.
Cheerful.
1, 2, 3. That's Reason to Be Cheerful, part 3. Ian Drury and the Blockheads there. And what a great idea. Get back into bed. Get back into bed. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're 4 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Say, I'm going to be with you right through till 10. So please do stick around for as long as you can this morning. It's a Music Monday. great music going all the way through until 10 o'clock this morning.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
You
as our morning wake-up song for this Monday morning, ZD Top and Legs. And that's brought us time-wise. And we're just sort of 12 minutes after the hour. 6 o'clock, if you keep your eye on the time. We know, actually, talking to somebody the other day, says, don't change anything on the show. I said, why not? It's because I set my clock by it. I have to be doing this by the time you're in the shower. I have to be doing this by the time we do this news and whatever. So there we are. It's nice to know. Nice to know we help. Beach Boys, Do It Again on The Breakfast Show.
It's all
going, yes, doing it again. That's the Beach Boys on the show. The time is, yes, I'm happy to say, it is exactly, if you're keeping an eye on what you're doing at this time of the morning, it's exactly time for us to do this. It is the shower song, 15 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock here on 89.3, Cool FM. So it is a Music Monday. No guests today, just you, me, the music, Yasmin and Ingrid as well. And what have we got to wake you up in the shower this morning? Oh, yes. Heaven must have sent you.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, there we go. Bonnie, that's Bonnie Pointer in the shower with you this morning. Should we get you out on your way to wherever you're going? Come on, here we go. That's it, on you go, 19 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. And so that was Bonnie Pointer, of course, American singer, best known for having been a member of the Pointer Sisters. And Bonnie Pointer, she actually scored several moderate solo hits after leaving the Pointers. That was in 1977, including, yes, the disco cover that we just played. That was originally by the Elgins, Heaven Must Have Sent You. That became a US top 20 pop hit. That was in September, natural fact. 1st of September 1979. Sadly, Bonnie Pointer is no longer with us. She passed away. Natural fact, if you go forward a week to the, just over a week to the 8th of June, that's when she passed away in the year 2020. Terrible. She's only 69 years of age. Go Hall and Oates on this morning show. 23 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
a lovely song, isn't it? From Fleetwood Mac, As Long As You Follow. If you are keeping, well, we're all keeping an eye on the time, aren't we, really? And I'm doing it for you. We're making our way up to 20 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. As I say, this is a Music Monday, and no guests today. We will be checking in, of course, with our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid McCartney. We're chatting in with her later on this morning. And also, Yasmin will be here, no doubt, in a little while. So looking forward to that. By the way, looking out the studio window this morning, not much has changed. Wasn't too bad. We got a little bit of sunshine yesterday, but, well, this morning we're back to sort of being rather cloudy. And, rather cloudy. We'll see how it goes. We'll look at the weather as well. We do that. 7 o'clock, if you're new to the programme, 7 o'clock we take a look at some of the international news headlines. 7:30, some of the business headlines in between the two. Yep, that's when we have an in-depth look at the weather. And at 8 and 9 o'clock, we look at the local news. Not much this morning. I mean, I guess that's really a good thing, isn't it? And by the way, don't forget, today was up in the United States, Memorial Day today. So today is a good time to remember those that have all sort of given their life for us over the years. And still continue to do so. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to look at the local news headlines after we take a little bit of a commercial break. So I'll be back after this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 643-1-0419. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And let us take a look at some of those news headlines. This won't take long this morning. We're going to start off, though. Let's take a look at the epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health. Possibility here that the numbers might be easing off a little bit. We'll see. They do say for Sunday, and it was two deaths, sadly, reported in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19. Cumulative total number of deaths now is 8,249. Fatality rate, that's remaining at 1%. According to the report, in Panama, they reported 2,123 new cases of COVID-19. They did 10,046 tests. Positivity percentage of 21.1%. Meanwhile, the active cases, 28,740, of which 28,480 are in isolation and 260 are hospitalised. Of those isolated, we have 28,442 in their residences and 38 in the so-called hospital hotels. Of those that are actually hospitalised, 221 patients are in the wards and 39 in the intensive care units. A commission which represented the administration of President Laurentino Cortizo and the leaders of the Coalition for the Unity of Colón signed a note of commitment to end the work stoppage in the province. The commitment note was signed on behalf of the government by Guillermo Salazar, director of the Development Planning Institute, The Minister of Labour and Labour Development in charge, that's Roger Tejada, and the General Coordinator of COCO, Roman Macias. And it says here that COCO apparently decided to suspend the strike at the time of signing the document that took place in the city of Cologne. The executive branch had defined the mechanism so that the owners of public commercial land and mobile agricultural transport received the benefit that was approved to temporarily stabilise fuel prices. In a statement, the Presidency of the Republic explained that in order to make use of these benefits, the holders of public passenger transport operation certificates, as well as the owners of vehicles with land commercial registration and rolling agricultural machinery, must previously register their general data at, here's the website, combustible.panamasolidario.gov.pa. Again, combustible.panamasolidario.gov.pa. And moving on to that, it's the results that gave us virtual winners. This is Rafael Rodriguez Cortez as President of the Youth Secretariat and Niyoruka Plasio as President of the Women's Secretariat. And this of the this is the Realizing Goals Party. They were challenged. Well, the appeal was presented on Wednesday, 25th of May, by the Blue List, which supported Mariela Jimenez and Albury Dawkins, who participated as candidates to preside over the Secretariat of Women and Youth, respectively. The National Elections Commission of the RM Party, chaired by Alma Cortes, has until the 7th of June to resolve the challenge, which points to a series of irregularities in the process. If they rule against the request for the Blue List, they could appeal to the Electoral Court and the Electoral Prosecutor's Office. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, CCIAP, called on the government administration to take comprehensive actions to mitigate the effects of the rising fuel prices. They're really referring to the article we spoke about a little bit earlier on there with some of their suggestions. That's the CCIAP report for this week, because they put that out on Sunday. I normally quite enjoy reading that. But you know what? That's about it. I don't know if I missed something. But that's when I was doing it. So last night before I went to Bobo and I checked the news, that's what we came up with. As I said, not too much, which, say, perhaps that's not such a bad thing. 25 minutes, that's before the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Time for me to go and pour myself another cup of coffee. Why use until Phil Ferran, Galaxy? I can prove it.
You have been surrounded by
plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Now there are three steps to heaven. Just listen and you will plainly see. As life travels on and things do go wrong, just follow steps one, two, and three.
Step one,
you find a girl to love.
Step two,
she falls in love with you.
Step three,
you kiss and hold her tightly. Well, it sure seems like a to me. But for me, for heaven, very simple. Just follow the rules and you will see. But as life travels on and things do go wrong, just follow steps one, two, and three.
Now, baby, there are three steps to heaven. Now, all you gotta do is follow the rules, and you will plainly see that as life travels on, things do go wrong. Just follow steps one, two, and three.
Step one,
you find a girl to love.
Step two,
she falls in love with you.
Step three,
you kiss and hold her tightly. Well, that sure seems like heaven to me. Just follow steps one, two, and three.
Bit of what, what, woo there, yes. Three steps to heaven from Shawadi Wadi. I'll just take a look. I'm just going to start taking a look around the internet if I can find any stories. But I tell you what, I have got some good news stories, which I sort of picked up towards the end of last week. Let me see what I can find here for you. And here we are. Here's a good news story. This is about a teenager who creates a sports psychology website to help young athletes develop their mental game. I could do with some of that. Anxiety was interfering with Brandon Shantai's performance on the basketball court. And that's when he realized that for an athlete, mental training is just as important as physical training. Shantani, a 17-year-old high school junior from Ridgewood in New Jersey, became interested in the concept of sports psychology and wanted to offer a free resource for young athletes. 2 years ago, he founded the website minddesignsports.org to help teens strengthen their mental game. A global team writes blogs and records podcasts for the website, sharing information on topics like letting go of mistakes, is what I would have appreciated when I was younger, he told The Week. Mind Design Sports also has a mentorship program that connects young athletes with college and high school athletes. For Shintine, it's important to him that teens know that you don't have to be an athlete to take advantage of the tips and advice shared on the website. It's applicable for anybody, he said. A competitive musician who feels anxious before a big performance can use breathing techniques. I see a lot of sports psychology as life psychology, and these mental strategies can help with anything. I tell you what, if nothing else, there is a psychiatrist in the making, I can tell you that much. What a great idea. What a great initiative. A young lad like that. Keep your nine of time, 15 before the hour of 7 o'clock. This is World Party and Ship of Fools.
Light of the world on this trip, baby. promise of your kiss.
Two in a row, Ship of Fools, that was from World Party, and followed on the Jam there, and the bitterest pill I ever had to swallow. I got to that age in life where you get quite a few of those every day. If you keep an eye on the time, we are, we're nearly seven and a half minutes before the hour, 7 o'clock, coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines this morning, and it is the 30th of May, by the way. Yeah, we just got one more day to go, and guess what? We're into June. That's, you know what, June, because 6 months, isn't it? Yeah, almost halfway through the year. As my mother would say this time of the year, oh, it's almost Christmas, dear. This was called Ghost Town, comes from the Specials. The Specials, by the way, English two-tone and ska revival band formed back, 1977, in a place called Coventry. And after some early changes, the first staple lineup of the group consisted of a guy called Terry Hall and Neville Staple on vocals, Linval Golding and Roddy Radiation, a lovely name, on guitars, Horace Panther on bass, and Jerry Damners on keyboards. There you are, the Specials and Ghost Town. Now, let me see, what have we got for you next? I'll tell you what, take us up to the top of the hour. How about a little bit of this when I was wandering through the music collections from the Style Council? Sounds a bit like a fun fair, doesn't it? Walls Come Tumbling Down.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
I tell you what, let's take a look, shall we, some of those things happening in the international scene this morning. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is Monday. It is the 30th of May. And starting off, Russian troops have entered the outskirts of the Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk, the regional governor said on Monday, describing very fierce fighting in the ruins of a city that has become the focus of Moscow's offensive. Russia has concentrated its firepower on the last major population center still held by Ukrainian forces in the eastern Luhansk province. This is in a push to achieve one of President Vladimir Putin's stated objectives after 3 months of war. Russia appears to have suffered devastating losses, though, amongst its mid- and junior-ranking officers in its conflict with Ukraine, raising the prospect of weaker military effectiveness in future, Britain's Defence Ministry said on Monday. Brigade and battalion commanders were probably deploying to the most dangerous, or being deployed, deployed to the most dangerous positions, while junior officers have had to lead low-level tactical actions, the ministry said on Twitter in its latest defence intelligence update. Hopes were fading in Nepal on Monday of finding any survivors among the 22 people aboard a small plane that crashed into a Himalayan mountainside a day earlier, said officials, with just two people still to be accounted for. Two Germans, four Indians and 16 Nepalese were aboard the de Havilland Canada DHC 6300 Twin Otter aircraft, which crashed 15 minutes after taking off from the tourist town of Pokhara, 125 kilometres west of Kathmandu, on Sunday morning. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi on Monday urged the Pacific region not to be too anxious about his country's aims after a meeting with his counterparts from 10 island nations deferred consideration of a sweeping trade and security communique. Wang hosted the video meeting with foreign ministers from Pacific Island nations with diplomatic ties with China midway through a tour of the region where Beijing's ambitions for wider security ties have caused concern among US allies. Top European Union diplomats met on Monday for a last-ditch attempt to agree on Russian oil import sanctions before their leaders met later in the day, seeking to avoid a display of disunity over the bloc's response to the war in Ukraine. Now, according to a new draft of the summit conclusions, the 27 leaders should agree that their next round of sanctions will cover oil with a temporary exemption for crude delivered by pipeline, a compromise that ambassadors had failed to agree on Sunday. The French government hosted an emergency meeting on Monday after crowd trouble marred last weekend's Champions League soccer final, which France's sports minister said was initially caused by Liverpool fans turning up without valid tickets. "We need to take all the necessary steps to make sure this never happens again," said French Sports Minister Amélie Oudéa-Castéra at the end of the meeting. The crowd trouble at the match in Paris has become a political issue ahead of French parliamentary elections in mid-June, with France due to host the 2023 Rugby World Cup and the 2024 Olympics. The World Health Organization said on Sunday that monkeypox constitutes a moderate risk to overall public health at global level after cases were reported in countries where the disease is not typically found. The public health risk could become high if this virus exploits the opportunity to establish itself as a human pathogen and spreads to groups at higher risk of severe disease, such as young children and immunosuppressed persons, the World Health Organization said. And lastly, a mountain resort in Vietnam has opened a bridge with a bottom made of glass over a gorge 150 meters, that's around about 492.13 feet, below to attract thrill-seeking tourists, the third such bridge in the Southeast Asian country. The Bach Long Suspension Bridge, which translates as the White Dragon, is in Son La province, northwest of the capital Hanoi and bordering Laos. I dared not look down, as I'm afraid of heights, said one visitor. This is Vee Thi Thu, 22, who ventured onto the bridge after attending Saturday's opening ceremony, which included dragon dancing and ribbon cutting. Make sure you cut the ribbon, not the cables supporting it. That would be rather scary, that bridge, for me, I must admit. Guinness World Records list, by the way, a 562-metre glass-bottom bridge in Qingyang in Chinese Guangdu province as the world's longest. Yeah, I have a funny thing about, I'm not sort of afraid of heights per se, but I don't like being on anything which is high where I feel that there is nothing around me. That sort of worries me. But other than that, I'll survive. Time on the Breakfast Show, 7 minutes after seven, if you're keeping an eye on that.
Keep getting close. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a
some good memories of that one. Glenn Campbell there, Rhinestone Cowboy. 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. I tell you what, I've got a request. I'm going to push that one through, and then we'll take a look at the weather, shall we? As I say, looking out the window, it's still, it's still cloudy. Now, let me say a very good morning. A couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou, who is with us bright and early in the morning. And also to Senor Francisco. Senor Francisco, contact. Good morning to you as well. And Renee. Paul, by the way. Paul's just dropped us a note over there in London, over in the United Kingdom. And, Renee dropped the message. Says, good morning. Did you have a chance to see Top Gun yet? No, I have not. Haven't had a chance to do much, really. That's the wrong way to say it. Neil left yesterday. He was here, our co-producer. He left. He's been here for about 7 weeks. He's got to go back over to the UK looking after mum. So that's why I haven't really been able to sort of do much. I've been sorting out some things with lawyers and so on and so forth. Anyway, so I haven't had a chance to do much at all. And she said, Renee says, part of it was filmed in the Cascade Mountains in Washington State. He says, I'm a born and raised Washingtonian. That's a long one for Monday morning, isn't it? Anyway, Renee, thanks for that. You asked if we could play a piece of music from you, or for you, from the Human League. Just called Human. 16, just after 16, after 7 o'clock. So after this one, we will take a look at the official weather report for this Monday morning.
They're all to hide my guilt and shame. I forgive you, now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
There we go for Renee this morning, the Human League and Human. Breakfast show time exactly, well, just a few seconds away to 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Right, let's start taking a look at what the official weather report says for the day. Starting over in the province of Colón, Costa Arriba. By the way, we'd be glad to hear, of course, that the strikes and that over there in Colón have they've been signed off, so everything should be a lot better for you this morning. There we go, Costa Riva, province of Colón. Temperature wise, we're looking at 30 degrees being the maximum temperature for today, 24 degrees Celsius the minimum, with 35 being the thermal sensation, 35 degrees. Relative humidity is at 80%. For this morning, it's going to be cloudy, stormy rains, chance of stormy rains in the afternoon, and isolated showers for tonight. Now, let's move over to this side, over to West Panama this morning. Let's take a look. 29 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 34 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, with 80% relative humidity. And this morning, isolated showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon, stormy rains, and tonight, a chance for a few showers tonight. Any different up here in the metropolitan area? Let's take a look. We've got 30 degrees being the maximum temperature, with 24 the minimum. 35 degrees will be the thermal sensation today, with 80% relative humidity. Now, they do say isolated showers for this morning, but I can tell you, looking out the studio windows, when you might get showers, but it is also really quite cloudy out there today. This afternoon, those stormy rains, of course, and tonight, back to isolated showers during the course of tonight. Now, let's take a look out there in the Gulf of Panama, round about the Perlis Islands, that area. 28 degrees will be the maximum temperature today, with 25 being the minimum. 34 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, with 89% relative humidity. Rain, they reckon, this morning. Rain with lighting and sound effects in the afternoon. Yeah, you got it. Stormy rains and chance for a few showers again tonight. So, there we go. Those are the forecasts. Moving over to maritime, let's see what we've got. We'll tell you what, we'll start with the tides, as we do. The Pacific high tide was the first one, was at 3:48 this morning. That was 4.42 metres. A low tide will be at 9:50, 0.64 of a metre. High tide again, 3:54 in the afternoon, 4.69 metres. And the last low tide, we're looking at 10:13 tonight, 0.24 of a metre. Caribbean, let's see what's in store for us in the Caribbean. Just got one up and one down today. Now, the high tide was at 12:12 a.m., 12:12 this morning, and low tide will be at 9:16 this morning. And then, well, after that, apparently, absolutely nothing until tomorrow, I guess. So there we are. Those are the tides for you. Let's take a look at the sea conditions. We're going to start here with, with the Caribbean coast. Now, for this morning, it says here, good conditions. There's no warnings for you today, which is very good. Winds are light, 2 to 15 kilometer an hour winds, coming in from a southerly direction during the course of the morning. In the afternoon, conditions still remain good. Winds, not much of a change, 10 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming from the west-southwest. Now, Let's see, that's it, 2 foot waves, that's it, good conditions for the, most of the day. Moving over to the Pacific, let's take a look for this morning on the Pacific Ocean. We have got, again, light winds, 10 kilometres an hour, variable. And so they'll be coming from different directions. And the waves, well, nothing, really, just 1 foot, that's it. And in the afternoon, good conditions prevailing here again. And it says here that winds just 5 to 15 kilometres an hour are coming from a southerly direction. And the waves, well, they're going to remain at, well, just one foot. That's it. So there we go. That's it. There's the look at the weather for you this morning here on this this morning's breakfast show. If you're just keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way to 26 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And it is, by the way, Monday. It is the 30th of May.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Standing in the shadows of love, I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Can't you see me standing in the shadows of love? I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. I want to run, but there's nowhere to go. Cause heartache won't follow me, I know. Without your love, the love I need. Right now, baby, didn't I do the best I could?
not denied. So don't you leave me standing.
Paul Top, Standing in the Shadows of Love. Great Motown. Height of Motown that came out. That was being all mid-late 60s. Standing in the Shadows of Love. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Time-wise, we're exactly 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. By the way, talking about our friends at Encuentra 24, I love this service. If you're sort of selling things on Encuentra 24, they'll help you every way they can. Listen to this. Have you tried their new Encuentra 24 and Traeger e-domicilio? Well, you sell, and then Encuentra 24 picks it up at your place, delivers it to the buyer, and pays you directly into your account. It's fast, secure, and easy. Encuentra 24. Oh, and Traeger a domicilio. Try it out. It's great, isn't it? By the way, if you've got a car to sell, every six minutes, somebody buys a car on Encuentra 24, and you've got more than 5,000 cars to pick up here in Panama. By the way, no, you can't. No, because 6 minutes have just gone by, and there's another one gone, so 4,499. Oh, no, that was somebody's put another one back on. There we go. We're back up to 5,000 again. Now we've got to do is get one quickly, because they go fast. Every 6 minutes, Encuentra 24, you publish it, and they buy it. All right, and that's brought us to the time for us to take a look at some of the international business news for this Monday morning. World shares rose on Monday, and the dollar was pinned near five-week lows on hopes of an eventual slowdown in the United States monetary tightening following sharp interest rate hikes in June and July. Helping to mellow the mood was news that Shanghai authorities would cancel many restrictions on businesses resuming work from Wednesday, easing a citywide lockdown that began 2 months ago. The MSCI's benchmark for global stocks rose 0.6% to its highest in more than 4 weeks. That was by 7.45 GMT today, driven by a positive open in Europe and strong gains in Asia overnight. The index is up 0.4% so far this month. The pan-European stocks at 600 equity benchmark gained 0.7%, while Japan's Nikkei added 2.2%, and Chinese blue chips firmed 0.7%. Now, although Wall Street will be shut for Memorial Day today, US futures were trading. S&P 500 E-minis rose 0.9%, having rallied 6.6% last week in their best run so far this year, while Nasdaq E-minis added another 1.3%. Oil prices rose on Monday, again, hitting their highest in more than 2 months as traders waited to see whether a planned European Union meeting would reach an agreement on banning Russian oil imports. The Brent crude futures contract for July, which will expire on Tuesday, was up 54 cents or 0.5% at $119.97 a barrel at 9:12 GMT. The August Brent contract, which is more active, rose 69 cents or 0.6% to $116.25 a barrel. United States West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures jumped to 62 cents or 0.5% to $115.69 a barrel, extending solid gains made last week. United States dollar resumed its backward slide on Monday as risk appetite across markets tentatively strengthened, supported by more encouraging economic data and bets that the Federal Reserve will tighten policy at a slower pace. The dollar index, which tracks the greenback against six major rivals, is on track for its first monthly drop in five as the safe haven currency loses steam after a breakneck start to the year. The dollar index is on track for a more than 1.5% drop in May, although it remains up at about 6% on the year. It was last down a quarter of a percent on the day at $101.44. Striking union workers at Chevron Corp's Richmond, California refinery voted on Saturday to ratify the latest contract offered by the company, ending a 10-week strike without achieving their goal of additional pay to counter rising healthcare costs, said sources familiar with the vote. About 500 workers represented by Union Steelworkers Union and USW Union Local 12-5 began the strike on March the 21st. This was in a dispute over pay to match the rising cost of healthcare. Over the past few years, in the San Francisco Bay Area, where the 245,271 barrel per day refinery is located, so hopefully they'll be coming back on stream. Tesla Inc. has restored weekly output at its Shanghai plant to nearly 70% of the level which it had been operating at before the city's COVID-19 lockdown, according to two people familiar with the matter. The US automaker, which added a second shift of workers in the middle of last week, is expected to increase output further this week, said the people who declined to be named, as the matter is private. And how about this one? The Humble Wire Harness. Now, this is a cheap component that bundles cables together. This is what they use in cars. Has become an unlikely scourge of the auto industry. Some predict it could hasten the downfall of combustion cars. Supplies of the auto part were choked by the war in Ukraine, which is home to a significant chunk of the world's production, with wire harnesses made there fitted in hundreds of thousands of new vehicles every year. Well, these low-tech and low-margin parts made from wire, plastic and rubber with lots of low-cost manual labor may not command the kudos of microchips and motors, yet cars cannot be built without them. The supply crunch could accelerate the plans of some legacy auto firms to switch to a new generation of lighter, machine-made harnesses designed for electric vehicles, according to interviews with more than a dozen industry players and experts. Now, this is just one more rationale for the industry to make the transition to electric quicker, said Sam Fiorani, head of production forecasting firm Auto Forecast Solutions. Gasoline cars still account for the bulk of new car sales globally. Electric vehicles doubled to 4 million last year, but still only comprised of 60% of vehicle sales, according to data from Giotto Dynamics. That's it. There's your look at some of the international business news this morning. And that's bringing us up to, 20 and a half minutes. And that is before the hour of 8 o'clock. Back to the music. Donna Dawson. Three is family.
We've been working for a long time, and now my baby's here. Oh, no more hanging with the wrong guy, 'cause you mean more to me, dear. When I first saw your face, I knew you would take the clouds away. And when we
So three is a family. I tell you what, talking about families, I went to a great event yesterday afternoon. It was sort of open house up there in Albrook at the Masonic Lodges. Very, very interesting. I tell you what, a lot of young people that actually listen to this program. Yeah, really. I mean, young. And apparently they love the old music. What can you say about that? And in particular, let me say good morning to Teresa. Yep, Teresa is the daughter of Hector Perez Portillo, who just, by the way, happens to be the head of Abu Saud Shriners, you know, that group that do all those wonderful things for the kids. And his daughter, Teresa, she listens to The Breakfast Show. She's a fan of Jerry D and The Breakfast Show, and she likes the oldie music, too. Can't go wrong there, can you? Good times. Good morning, Teresa. Hope you can have an absolutely wonderful Monday, like the rest of us, I hope. Good times. Yes, that is Chic and Good Times. Can't beat the oldies, can you? That's what I say. Oh, what great education the kids are getting this this program. And I tell you what, talking of oldies, here's a particular favourite of mine. It's going back in time with Jimi Hendrix. Hey, Joe. Thank you. That's it, Jimi Hendrix and Joe. I tell you what, I think it's about time after going through the news this morning. Let's have another antidepressant, shall we, for this morning. A little bit of good news. A DNA test did more than just unlock the key to Dolly's past. It also reunited the rescue dog with her puppies. Dolly was adopted in Winnipeg by Holly Blair, a pet photographer living in Toronto. Blair told The Week that she decided to purchase an Embark dog DNA test so she could learn more about Dolly's breed mix, and was completely shocked when the results came back with information about the puppies that Dolly had before she was adopted. I didn't realize they actually connected relatives by matching DNA from the database, said Blair. I was only focused on the breed identification part. I knew that she had puppies and had been separated too early, but I had accepted that I wouldn't ever get to know about them or that part of her life. Blair contacted the owners of Dolly's puppies and learned that they were all now in loving homes around Winnipeg. Blair and Dolly are looking forward now to visiting them in the future. And in the meantime, Blair is enjoying all the ways that Dolly has changed her life, from teaching her how to be patient, compassionate and protective, to showing how important love and listening is. So they are dogs teaching people. We need a lot more of that, don't we?
Stop, whoa, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Yes, the Carpenters and Please Mr. Postman. And a couple of messages. I just got a message in from, I think I mentioned earlier on that Neil, our co-producer, sort of had to make his way back to the UK yesterday. He's just dropped me a WhatsApp. He says, stuck in Amsterdam. Flights can't get to the gates as flights delayed leaving. Then in security, only two gates are open and they are not working together, causing delays and massive pressure to passengers. Then massive great queues to see someone to book you on another flight. Still waiting. Good grief. Imagine that after a sort of, you know, transatlantic flight, and then you've got to deal with that. I said to him, poor Neely must be absolutely knackered. So yeah, he's on his way back to the UK, stuck in Amsterdam. Oh, go and have a smoke. Well, he does smoke anyway, but it's a different kind of smoke in Amsterdam, isn't it? Good morning to Paul. He's dropping a line. He's going off to a street party, apparently, today for the Queen's Jubilee. That'll be nice. And he asked if we could play a piece of music from 1966. He says, could you please play A Groovy Kind of Love by the Mindbenders, please? Absolutely. And I don't know if you knew or not, but the top 100 of UK singles in 1966, the Mindbenders, and A Groovy Kind of Love was number 17 for the year.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
ago, two blues greats there, the B.B. King together with Eric Clapton. What a combination. 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, we'll take another couple of pieces of music, then we'll check in, I think, with Ingrid, see what's happening. Our everyday story of country folk. Also, a bit later on, we'll see what Yasmin's up to over the weekend. Perhaps we've got a couple of pieces of music from this day, going back over the years. Plenty of great music, though, of course, going right through until 10 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM.
I've been down one time, and I've been down two times, but now I'm drowning, drowning in the sea of love. Let me tell you all about it. I've been out here so very long, I've lost all of my direction.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Monday. What a Monday morning. Oh, it's amazing. We drove back to the city on Friday. We drove from Elvia to the city on Friday morning and drove back Saturday afternoon. And there's this giant, beautiful square tree on the road, on the highway. And as we passed it on Friday, it had little dots, like little starts of buds. And when we came back on Saturday, it was already full in leaves. What a day of rain can bring to a beautiful tree. Oh, my goodness. You stick your head out the door, and all of a sudden, what was brown is now green, vibrant green, bright green, every shade of green, evergreen green. Oh, my goodness. The green, green grasses of home. I'm loving this. Yes, and I do sleep. The sound was so much different. The sound of the noise from the cars going by versus the crickets making their noise and the little frogs out here going, beep, beep, Yep, then we had all that last night, and it's just delicious. And because today is the official day in Estados Unidos, today is Memorial Day, and I wish to say thank you for all the service men and women who have served their country, and say thank you for their service. It's been an interesting year for our service people, getting a lot of changes going on for them, but the one thing that we don't do enough of is to say thank you to our service people. My dad was in the Air Force Reserves for 13-14 years, and my Uncle Ron was in, Uncle Earl was in, everyone in the family pretty much kind of went through the military one way or another, and they are a grateful nation, deserves to say thank you to our grateful soldiers. All right, so today is Monday. It's going to be a good week because it's starting out green and pretty. So I'm looking forward to getting back to work, sticking my hand in a couple of computers. I got one here I brought back from the city I need to fix up. So I'm excited about that, and I'm looking forward to my first cup of coffee. Woohoo! All right, back to you in the studio.
There we go. Two really quite appropriate for our chat with Ingrid this morning. We had Thank You, which is appropriate, of course, for Memorial Day, and The Living Tree. Let's talk about that amazing tree on the way back into the city that she saw on Friday. Shirley Bassey and The Living Tree. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to 29 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock this morning. And I was just came up with this piece of news. Remember the Kalush Orchestra, the Ukrainian band, which won this year's Eurovision Song Contest? They've sold their trophy. Yeah, the trophy that they won for $900,000. This is to raise money for the war in Ukraine. The crystal microphone was auctioned on Facebook with the aim of buying drones for Ukraine's military. The sale coincided with the band's appearance at a charity concert at Berlin's Brandenburg Gate. It aimed to raise money for medical care and supplies. And speaking at the concert, band member Olay Sayuk appealed for people not to get used to the war, which has left at least 4,031 civilians dead and 4,735 injured, according to the UN, along with an unknown number of combatants. It has also forced more than 14 million people to flee their homes since Russia invaded on the 24th of February, with towns and cities reduced to rubble. I think it should be on the front pages always until peace comes, said Sayuk, whose Eurovision win had been hotly tipped in the run-up to the contest. The song, Stefania, was originally written in tribute to Sayuk's mother, but emotive lyrics like I Will Always Walk to You by Broken Roads have been reinterpreted as a rallying cry.
Stefania, mamo, mamo, Stefania, розквітає поле, а вона сивіє. Заспівай мені, мамо, колискову, хочу ще почути твоє рідне слово.
Вона мене колесала, дала мені ритм, і напевне сила волі не забрати у мене, бо дала вона напевне стала, може більше і від поламана.
There we go. That's it. That's the Kalush Orchestra, their winning song in the Eurovision Song Contest. And, what a nice idea, making all that money to help the war effort. Stefania, of course, is what it was called. If you keep an eye on the time, we're making our way to 24 minutes before 9 o'clock this morning. We are on 89.3. That is Cool FM. Going back to the music, how about the Primitive Radio Gods, and this is called Standing Outside a it goes on and on Standing Outside a Broken Phone Booth. Of course, with money in my hand as well. Standing outside a broken phone booth with the change in my hand. Or money in my hand, one too. Anyway, this is a very good breakfast show. Good morning to Ashley. Says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin. And of course, it says all your faithful listeners worldwide. And have a peaceful week full of sunshine. And you requested this one from the Police. The bed's too big without you.
might be out till 2:45. Would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Following on from The Bed's Too Big Without You from The Police, The Beatles, and When I'm 64. I tell you what, with that one, I can remember because, you know, obviously that came out sort of many, 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 many years ago. And when I used to listen to that, I used to sort of laugh to myself. yeah, that's years and years and years and years away. Right. It's years and years and years past now, to be perfectly honest. I got an article here. Let's take a look at this. This is from Renee. Good morning to you, Renee. Thanks for sending this. She sent me this one that says the New York City payphones are officially a thing of history. The last public payphone was removed from the streets of Midtown Manhattan on Monday and is heading straight to an exhibit in a local museum. It's the final chapter of a saga that's been unfolding since 2015, when the city started uprooting phone booths and replacing them with Link NYC kiosks, which offer free public Wi-Fi charging ports, 9/11 buttons, and screens with maps and other services. They also generate revenue, by the way, for the city. On Monday, officials gathered in Times Square to bid farewell to what they called the city's last freestanding public payphones, which is a bit of a misnomer, but more on that apparently down below in the article. But anyway, it says Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine shared a video of a crane slowly lifting the phone booth with two corded phones separated by a divider onto the bed of a truck, and then say it's going off to a museum, which is all rather nice. I tell you what, one of those things I would love one here in the studio, one of the old London phone boxes. But I tell you what, they were heavy. They were made of iron, I think, if I remember rightly. So there we are. That's it. The last telephone there. Public telephone. Times Square. Gone. It's going to a museum.
I'm in the phone booth. It's the one across the hall.
Okay.
Show with Jerry D.
Marcia Griffiths and the electric slide following on from a Blondie, of course, hanging on the telephone in the phone booth in the hall. I suppose there's still some of those around in the buildings, etc. But it's sad to see all those phone booths disappearing. But say, you know, do we really need them? No, everybody's got a cell phone now, haven't they? But in London, what they've done is a number of these old London telephone booths, they've actually been made into businesses. I saw one video where a guy had bought one of these London phones, and he had a cell phone repair business just out of a telephone box in London, apparently doing very well as well. Thanks towards the top of the hour. I'm not in love. Come from 10cc.
Just a silly thing.
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Devotion.
baby, if I think about you, I think about love. Darling, if I live without you, I live without love.
Those two with Return to Innocence from Enigma, and that's a bad company. The Feels Like Making Love. We're coming down for 18 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come this morning. Of course, checking in with Yasmin, see how her weekend went as well. And I tell you what, I know we do have a couple of Born on This Day in Music. We do indeed. So that's still to come, and I tell you what, how about a little bit of Madonna?
Young girl.
And there we go, Madonna and La Isla Bonita. And if you're keeping an eye on the time in the breakfast show, for some reason or other, although you should be at work already, mind you, unless you're working a bit later. But 24 minutes, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock here on 89.3, Cool FM. Time for us to take a little stroll down the corridor. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. Another cloudy day.
Oh, yes.
Well, getting used to them by now, aren't we?
But it's not that dark. So
it's it's not that dark, I must admit. So you can, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps us cool.
Yes, exactly.
There we go. Yeah, Mary Lou's happy. how was your weekend? Because you're telling me you went off on the tour.
Mm-hmm. That was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Mosque Town. Remember, we were talking about that
Friday. That's right.
Thanks to Punto Bohemio and Malamaña Theater. They invited us to be there yesterday. And it was very nice. We had a little tour in one part of the city of Panama in a Red Devil.
Okay.
Diablo Rojo. And it was they were telling us a little bit of some history about the time when the U.S. was here managing the canal. So it was very nice. It was fun. It was thoughtful also at the same time. And we also got a delicious snack in the middle of the tour.
Really? Yeah. On the bus or?
Yeah, on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
And it was raining a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they usually also go to some places. We went to the cemetery at Corozal.
Oh, okay, because that's being used this morning.
Uh-huh,
good
exactly.
Memorial Day,
And it was very interesting, you know, the way they manage everything, all the narrative of the story.
Mm-hmm.
It was very nice.
What sort of period do they cover?
It was, well, when the U.S. was here, and they were talking about all the areas that Panamanians couldn't go in, and you know that. And it was amazing because she was like, when was the last time you were here? And we said, oh, like last month or something like that. And she was like, how you make it? You cannot make it, because she was on that time when Panamanians cannot go there. So it was really, really fun, and we really felt like we were on that time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you look younger, must have been.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, great! Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, and how long is that going on for now?
It's for 2 hours.
Yeah.
The tour.
Right.
And in June, they're going to be just on Sundays at 4 p.m. And you take the bus at Mac Museum.
Okay.
And you can get more information at, it could be the account of Mac Panama or Malamaña Theater on Instagram.
Mac Museum is easy for me.
And everything is in Spanish. That's the only thing. But it's very interesting even for foreigners or Panamanians. It's very nice.
Oh, wonderful. And I mean, are they sort of dressed, well, say period, there's not much of a change really, is it? They're still wearing those clothes now, so.
Well, she was wearing a dress like if she was on from a flight attendant.
Oh, really? Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And she called the Diablo Rojo Airlines. What's the name of the bus?
Oh, great.
And at the end, they had a karaoke, and we were singing and dancing inside the bus. So it was really, really fun.
Oh, so what time did you finish?
We started at 10 a.m. And we were back at the Mac Museum at 12.
Oh, great. Well, good, what a great idea. And that's going to be, how long are they going to do the project?
Well, they said it's going to be in June, the whole month, but it depends, you know, if people go and if there are more people interested, they're going to continue.
I mean, perhaps it's something they could revive in the in our summer when we get more tourists here, because the tourists will love that.
Yeah, and maybe visit another parts, not just the
right,
ones
exactly,
that
yeah.
visited yesterday.
Yeah. Take a little trip around Santa Ana. Well, we couldn't do that with the Diablo Rojo, could you?
No. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well,
yes,
that's great.
We love it.
And what else did you do? Anything else exciting?
Well, also in the afternoon, we went to another play. It was a comedy. And it was also very interesting because they had like 25 actors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this is the first time I saw a comedy with so much people, a lot of people working there. Yeah.
What was the storyline?
Well, it was like a mix of stories.
Mm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was kind of crazy. But it was fun.
Well, there's plenty happening, isn't
it? Yeah, but yesterday was the last day, so...
Oh, so you can't go. Nobody else can go anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. We'd like to be ahead of the times.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. So did you have time to do your supermarket shopping?
Oh, yes, I did middle of the day.
Oh, you did?
Just saying. I was like in a rush.
So what are you doing today then? Anything?
No, just exercise at home.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
No shopping?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm taking my car in today for its service.
Oh, yeah?
I was supposed to do it last week, but apart from anything else, we couldn't find the folder.
Yeah.
We've got it now. So, because now, of course, just to remind everybody, because you don't need to get your plate per se.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do now is just what we did is we've already made the payment to the municipality.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they've got the stickers for your car, you know, the ones for the windscreen,
mm-hmm.
Then you just go along and pick them up.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That's a lot easier as well.
Yeah.
That's good. But you still do, of course, have to do your revisado.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so you've got to have that. Make sure you've got the papers with you in the car in case you're stopped and asked to produce them. So you still have to do that, which is one of the things I'll be doing today, plus a service. So I'll be popping over to our friends at Valet Motors.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Over to Clayton. Now, I noticed you've got a couple of goodies again today for this day in music. What are you going to start with?
Mm-hmm. The first one is Lenny Davidson.
Mm.
He was born in 1944 from English pop rock band Dave Clark Five, who scored the 1964 UK number one single Glad All Over and the 1965 US number one single Over and Over, plus over 15 other UK top 40 singles.
Yeah, I remember the Dave Clark. They were sort of rustling because they had this really good drum beat in their music. And this is the one we're going to play, is Glad All Over. So I remember when that came out. And they were quite different for the time.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy.
Okay.
we go. You enjoy that one?
Oh, yes, lovely.
It's all lively, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the old feet tapping.
Yes.
yeah, good one, good one. And what's your next one for this morning? Because, now you see, that one came out in 1964,
mm-hmm.
and I was 15.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and the next one mm-hmm. has got the age of 15 in it as well, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, mm. Gladys Horton. She was born in 1945, American singer. She was the founder and lead singer of the Motown all-female vocal group The Marvelettes, who had the hits Please, Mr. Postman, when Horton was reportedly just 15 years old.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Horton would later sing lead on Marvelettes classics such as Playboy, Beachwood, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and Too Many Fish in the Sea.
All right, but you know what we're going to do? We're mm-hmm. going to take two in a row of those.
Awesome.
Starting with this one.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
go, yes. Two in a row from the Marvelettes there. We started off with Please, Mr. Postman. By the way, that was written by Georgia Dobbins, William Garrett, Freddie Gorman, Brian Holland, and Robert Bateman. And it was the debut single for the Marvelettes for the Tamla Motown label. Noticeable, really, by the way, as the first Motown song to reach the number one position on the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart. And it got to achieve that position in late 61. By the way, hit number one on the R&B chart as well. Became a number one hit again. This was in early 1975 when the Carpenters covered the song, which reached the top position of the Billboard Hot 100. And, of course, been covered by several other artists as well, including the Beatles back in 1963. So, yeah. That one's been well used, isn't it? Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Very nice.
You recognise any of those two?
Yes.
Well, you recognise, definitely recognise Mr. Postman.
Mm-hmm.
One. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's it. So you're off to do, your exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, our exercise. Make sure you do that little bit extra. Makes me feel so much better.
Yes.
Oh, yes, have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
Say hello to Ian for us.
Okay.
And, could you tell me he's playing a part today with his saxophone?
Mm-hmm.
In the National Anthem?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
The first time. Mm-hmm.
One of these days he might end up with the National Orchestra. You never know.
No, I hope so.
Yeah, there we go. Because he was going to be a chef before. He could be the saxophone chef. How about that?
Yeah, oh, but, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. All right, have a great day.
Thank you.
Have too. A wonderful, have a happy Monday.
Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. And, we'll be back with Yasmin, of course, tomorrow. Tomorrow morning. Thompson Twins. And let me see. What is this one? This is the Thompson Twins and In the Name of Love. In the Name of Love from the Thompson Twins, while Bon Jovi is Living on a Prayer. Time on the Breakfast Show, 13 before the hour of 10 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Show with Jerry D.
Beside I won't wear thee when the time I should be.
There we go, bringing us to the end of this morning's program. So we had Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, didn't we? The song is called Sentarentola, and that was from 1985. Believe it or not, it was by Martinelli. Yes, it was. It was a mutual project of Italian record producer Aldo Martinelli, producer of such Italo disco bands as Scotch and Arrangio. And by the way, also American singer Simona Zanini. Now, they had their biggest hit with, yes, the one we just played, which was in 1985, and that was a hit across Europe, reaching number 8 West Germany, 5 in Austria, number 6 in Switzerland, and number 5 in France. It would have done quite well in England, I suppose, but nobody understood what they were singing about. Now, that's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's programme. Hope you've enjoyed being with us. I've certainly enjoyed being with you, and we'll be back with you again tomorrow being Tuesday. Thanks go out this morning to our intrepid outdoor reporter, that's of course Ingrid, our everyday story of country folk, to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and for doing all of our social media work and everything else, and especially this morning, this day in music, a couple of artists born on this day, 30th of May. Big thanks as well to our co-producer Neil Danby. He was with us here for about 7 weeks, has to go back, he's looking after his mum over there in the UK. Poor lad was stuck in Amsterdam, and he told me he's not getting his flight out until 5:30, so I think that's around about another hour and a half, I think, or at least half an hour. Anyway, poor lad. So a big thanks to him as always, getting a lot of background information for us on the show. The boys and girls of Grupo Grado keep us up and running, and as always, and most especially to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to advertise or sponsor? It's easy. Give Yasmin a call, 223-5162, 223-5162. Always happy to hear from you. And, well, that's it from me, Jerry D. As I said, I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, same old time, 6 o'clock. Just please remember, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, do it carefully, okay? What do I want to be doing tomorrow? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. For me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.